You never know what you're going to receive when you stand in the presence of the Father. You never know what door He's going to open. We, before service, went in this place. He just opened a massive door this morning. He can restore you in 5 minutes. He can restore all the enemy's doing, all his activity, and he gets vicious, I'll tell you right now. I got to watch and learn. Today, because I just got it this morning, he opened the whole thing this morning. It came out of a very serious storm I found myself in over the weekend. And the result of that, somebody that walks in very high places, I guess in the earth realm, called me and asked me to pray for someone that walks in a higher place than he did. Because this guy has asked me to stand and pray over his home, and because he encounters a lot of witchcraft from his family, and he's seen God just blow that stuff out of the house. So he said, would you do this for this person, what you do for me when I need it at these times? And I just said, yeah, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even know. He goes, I can't tell you anything about this person other than their name and their Skype or signal number. That's it. She said, yeah, because I did it as a friend. I called this person. The answer is, as soon as she answered, I was standing in her room in the spirit. She's on another continent. And there were all kinds of spiritual darkness around her because she don't know how to get out in front. That's a hard life for somebody standing in those gates. And suddenly the authority and the dominion of God came over, and that blew that whole room out. It was incredible. Man, she would totally went out in the spirit. And I thought, wow, what a breakthrough. In fact, my friend called her. She goes, I can't even talk. She goes, I haven't slept in 36 hours straight. And some whatever that guy did to me, which was the Lord, she goes, there's something on me. I got to go to sleep right now. But the glory just came over her, destroyed the warfare in 5 seconds flat. Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And then that principality showed up at my house in the middle of the night. What is going on here, Lord? And he says, you cannot exercise this kind of authority just whenever and wherever you want. He goes, there are things you can exercise in this kind of authority and all the time. He goes, but I'm not asking you to pick a fight that's not yours. He goes, you can pray, but don't go stand in someone's realm like that just because you can. So he taught me a lot about this. Anyway, I don't know why I should share all that with you today, but that opened because all that warfare just, man, it was intense. But anyway, this morning, I couldn't even pray. It was so intense. It's not that you don't have authority. It's just that you enter something in, you better be ready for the backlash, and you better be called to step into that. The Lord didn't step into every area just because somebody wanted him to. He didn't do that. You have to be led of the Spirit. So this is a good training ground for me. But anyway, I said all that to set up what happened this morning. I got caught up in the Father this morning, and he gave me what I'm about to share with you today. We'll begin with Isaiah chapter 9. There are things that are about to happen to us that don't happen very often in any generation. It's not going to happen to this church, but to his last day church. He calls it a church, but it's actually the final church will be a house. You have the house. You know, there's like 1,700 times the house is used in the Bible. Much of that is talking about different houses. You have tribal houses. You have like the house of David. You know, a church is a house. It has administration, has a government to it. What's happening right now is God is shifting the governmental order of the church. Not every church will shift. I had a friend of mine used to go here and got real excited about the message, you know, and he had been led to another place and he thought he'd just drop this message into that place. And that wasn't well received. And then he tried to do it the next place and it wasn't well received. And you can't just go dropping things into an order that doesn't belong to. There's an order that God sets. And in that order, that house calls it a pattern. He calls it an order. There's certain dynamics that involve in that. And God's teaching us about that. Amen. And the Lord said, I want to begin teaching you how this house is going to roll out and the order it's going to roll out. There's an order to it, and you'll have to learn the order if you want to make it to the end in fullness. And then he gave me this verse. So let's look at this verse, Isaiah 9, verse 6. Now listen, I'm going to say this. The Lord told me to say this. This message is not just for a house. It's actually a leadership message. It's for up and coming leaders. It's those who are going to carry the mantle. And so anything God's doing right now, you have to realize he's establishing an order that people will pick up months or years down the road. They'll carry things and they'll start carrying an order that's being established. Amen. It just so happens we're kind of like the early church. They came out of works to grace. They had to make a shift, and it was very hard. A lot of people didn't make the shift, because their whole culture was works and law. And then they had to move to grace. And that whole generation, they struggled with it. I mean, most of the persecution that came in the early church was from the religious front, because they didn't want to make the shift. We're in an order. There's an order about everything God does. When people start talking about the order of Pentecost, going back to Azusa Street. Listen, Azusa Street was a restorational order. God was restoring the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to bring a greater order to the church later. He's not calling the church in reverse to go back to a restorative mode. That's already here. Do you know it took God literally since the 1500s, 500 years to restore salvation through justification by faith, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, healing, and the gifts and administrations of God. It took 500 years since the day of Martin Luther to restore that order. Now someone can actually get born again, because it happened to me. You can get born again, you can get healed, and then the same night I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, in one 24-hour period, I got 500 years of restoration. But God's not done. He has an order he's bringing us into, and it's going to require a shifting into that order. Now, the thing about this order, it's a new house. It's a new way. Listen to this, Isaiah 9, verse 6. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son has been given, and the government is upon his shoulder, not your shoulder. It's a government that's on his shoulders. That's hugely important. There's three things that are hugely important. His name will call be Wonderful, Counsel, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. This is where they get the oneness theology. See, he's talking about the Son, but he's the Everlasting Father. But then later on in Isaiah, it said he'll be a father to the inhabitants of Judah. He's a father to the church, but there's still father. There's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Watch this. He says, of the increase of his government. So now, the government's upon his shoulders. Now we also see when he said, the key to the house of David, I will lay upon your shoulders. So he carries the key, he has the government, and he has the house of David. Amen? And it's on his shoulder. Now notice what he says, the increase of this government. There's no end. But he didn't say just increase. He said the increase of this government and peace. The Lord told me, he said, great increase is coming to the restored house of the last day church. Great increase. There'll be a church born out of that increase that will become self-sufficient to the nth degree. That's the church of Laodicea. They are born out of this move that's coming. They will become self-sufficient. I have need of nothing. I have all, because they didn't know God. But this house that God say house, this God that's building, he said the increase, he goes, you will have to learn how to walk with me. And everybody loves to shout increase. Everybody loves to shout blessing. Amen. There's a difference between blessing and multiplication. The multiplication that's coming out from him is so great and so intense and so much that there'll have to be another element added to it. He said, the increase of this government and peace, or harmony, or rest. The Lord said, I'm not giving increase for it to simply move into a realm of unrest, of disharmony, And it's not the yoke of easy and the burden light anymore. Of more frustration and turmoil. He goes, I'm not giving that house. You will have to learn to walk with me in that house. You have to learn to walk with me and increase. Like the Galatians, he said, did you not begin in the Spirit? It's not how you begin. I hear a lot of church fathers talking about this. I hear Copeland, Benahan, they're all talking about how it's how you finish. It's how you finish. It's not how you begin. See, did you not begin in the Spirit? But now you're getting perfected in the flesh. I can't tell you how many times I see something gets birthed by somebody. Somebody got to bring them up and they'll get a business and all of a sudden they're all serving the business and they can't even make it to church anymore. God doesn't give you something that you walk away from Him. Because if you do, it's going to cause disharmony over time. You'll walk and run with a momentum for a time, and then it's going to become a yoke that's going to saddle you. It's going to become a burden. And it won't be the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and hath no sorrow. And what will happen is the whole train of increase will get shut down because we get out of alignment. And the Lord said, this house that's being built, it requires, above all things, alignment. It is the house of David. He goes, I'm bringing the glory out from the house that he received up in heaven. He goes, I'm bringing the increase. I'm bringing the glory. I'm bringing the multiplication out. I'm bringing the government out. But it has to be done with harmony, and it cannot afford to be breached. Because if it is breached, it'll shut down the order. And the Lord spoke to me, there is a catch 22 involved here. When you minister out of your anointing, out of your gift, you can minister in a place of disharmony with God. And you can step into the pulpit and bam, release. But then you can step out and become anybody you want to be. In this order, it revolves around union. Everything about this order happens through our union. The last day house will be built by an order, but it's a order of union. It's an order that the Lord Jesus established before he left. It was an order he established in the upper room. Moses' house had a pattern. David's house had a pattern. They both went in the mountain. Two very different governments. But then you have the last day pattern, the final pattern, the final glory. And he said, the increase of this government and peace. So the Lord began to speak to me about, maybe 6 weeks ago. And he said something. He said, I want you to start renovating your house. I said, now? He said, yeah, now. I was like, Lord, I am in the middle of some serious stuff with you. I don't need the distraction. He says, now. And he kept telling me when I was doing this, suddenly I caught a wave. Suddenly the roof got done. Boom. I mean, I didn't do the roof, but we got it done. Boom. Hallelujah. All this flooring came in. Boom. Then the bedroom came in. All this design stuff started flowing again. All this stuff that's been surrendered just started open up again. As he opened this part up, he kept saying, I said, Lord, you sure need to be doing this. Because I noticed myself getting a little distracted. I'm going to tell him myself a little bit. And I said, you sure I need to be doing this right now? And he said, he kept saying, this is an exercise. This is an exercise. He must have said that to me like 15 times. This is an exercise. Just go with it. And as I was getting exercised, I realize it's like preseason football. You take your players out on the field to find out what they got. Amen? It's designed to make mistakes. It's designed to find the faults. It's designed to find the problem areas. It's designed for you to see what's lacking before game time, before you get put in the spotlight. And he was using this as a test runner. And I realized that certain things I was doing flowed without a hitch. I mean, even though they were in my house for 7 days, didn't even know they were there. And then other things that were going on in there, I found myself having to get involved. I found myself getting into things, and I found my old man. And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy is dead. Oh, there he is. And all of a sudden I'm seeing that it's not harmonious. It's not glorious. I mean, I'm loving the change, but I'm putting a whole lot of stuff into this. And I'm like, it's costing me. And I realized I was waking up in the morning with something else in my head instead of God. You see what I mean? And what was happening, it was shifting a part of the allegiance my heart had with him and some very, very powerful things into some very minute things. And I kept telling the Lord, I'll shut this down. I'll promise you, I don't care about this. He says, stay with it. It's an exercise. And I'm like, God, I've got the exercise down. I'm already worn. But what I found out is that one thing that was should have worn you out didn't wear me out at all. It was easy. Another thing that was small completely wore me out. I mean, I was like, ugh. And I let myself get, but I didn't let myself. God allowed me to move through this exercise. And then when finally it was all done, I'm like, oh, it's done. Hallelujah. But he says, yes, but it took a toll. And he goes, you can't afford that toll. He goes, it's not about accomplishing the task, although I made you stay and finish. I mean, he would make me finish it to the task. Okay, it's okay, I'll walk. He goes, no, I want you to paint the door, put the hinge, put the doorknobs on. He goes, I want the whole thing done. Not, don't leave anything undone. I'm like, God, and each time, this is a lesson anyway. I mean, I thought I was done because the main stuff was done. Then you had furniture. Then you had design. Then you had all the little things. Then you had cleanup. 10 times you got to clean up, clean. Because every time you walk through, you got to clean, 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 clean. To keep the order. And he's like, this little thing is your order. And then the Lord graded me. He goes, this was your assignment. And he graded me. And I'm like, did it get done? I mean, yeah, it's A+ as far as it looks. But as far as me, more like a C, maybe C-, maybe a D. Yeah, come on, I'm being generous. Chuck's probably saying F. Yeah, you got an F. But it wasn't no B. It definitely wasn't no A. But it was an exercise. The Lord said, had I not given you this exercise, wait till the big stuff arrives. You have no idea how much that stuff can offset you. It's coming because your faith is demanding it. He says, but it's a government, say a government of increase. He goes, did you see increase? I said, yes. And he says, you're going to see 100 to 1,000 times more increase than you just saw. But you allow it to do what it just did to you. It will remove you from your position in me. And you will be serving it and not me any longer. And you have breached the order of my final house. Because the order of my final house is you must keep me first above everything else. And he goes, you could do that in foundation time because we weren't building. But you're about to start building. Increase, multiplication. And when it comes on you, there's nothing that'll stop it. And if you are not positioned in alignment with me, you'll be just like, oh, foolish Galatians. You started in the spirit, but now you're going to go perfect yourself in the flesh. And when I have seen this over and over again, because we stayed with this word, you know, and people would run off and all of a sudden they'd get all excited and run off. They would increase and blow up and all this. And all of a sudden after a year or two, you see them and they're dead people walking. They have no life, nothing. They lost. They're serving the machine. This happens in almost every single revival there is. Because it begins in the spirit. It ends with human sufficiency. And he said, if you are not trained in that order, you will breach the order. He said, that's why I said the increase of my government and peace and harmony. And rest. It is just as important as the increase. And if you can't keep what I give you, he says, I control the levers, the Lord does. He says, I control the house. I can open it. I can shut it. You know who's controlling the water? Speaking of the final house, the Lord himself. He has the key of the house of David. We're in the gate. Plowing the open door. You have to understand, he'll use your faith to break something through, and he's got to train you on how to handle the breakthrough, because it'll get in front of you. It'll get you offset like that. You better be thankful for the foundation you have, Because when you, there's a whole different realm from wilderness foundation building to the realm of increase, multiplication, the flow of God outwardly. If it offsets you, the Lord told me, he said, I'll have to shut the thing down to get you back in alignment. You know what he told me? He said, I need to see that you become greater on the other side of each assignment, not less. I'm not going to give you an assignment that keeps wearing you out because you are failing to understand the dynamics of how these things work. He said, it's just like church. It's like leadership. You align yourself with somebody to do something. You get up into their mix. He goes, I didn't call them to do it. It's going to cost you. In business, they'll tell you, when you talk to contractors, don't always take the smallest, lower bid just because you save money. Because it'll end up costing you 2 to 3 times. Because sometimes you start dealing with dysfunctional incompetence, that dysfunction will get all up in your atmosphere because you invited it in. The Lord said it takes more wisdom, more understanding, more discernment in the small things. He goes, because any assignment I give, I'm going to provide a way for that assignment to roll out. And he goes, if you put your way in or establish the wrong way, you're going to wear it. And if you wear it, you're going to bear it. And if you bear it, it's going to cost you. Because everything dealing from the realms of God, whose shoulder is it supposed to be on? His shoulder. If you wear it, how long do you think you can carry that kind of weight? That's why people get into something. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich but adds no sorrow. You'll see people getting into increase in blessing, but they have no life in them. They have no glory on them. They have no light on them. They let it bury them. Now, we were trained for this a long time. My tendency was just walk away. But the Lord said, you don't get that luxury anymore. When you stand with me in the gates of the mantle of increase and the crown begins to flow out, you don't get to walk away from it. So you better learn now and learn quickly. You see how this works? See, because what happened was when I went and stood in that lady's room, I was half cocked. I had the mantle on me, but I was coming out of a C-minus grade on a little assignment that I should have come out with A+. And I went in there and I didn't have my shield. That's why you kept hearing me, shield, shield, shield. So I found myself like Solomon this morning. God, I don't know how to go in or out. I mean, I really, really, really. There's one thing to say that. It's another thing. But he used the circumstance to position me to realize you don't know how to do this. You don't know how to roll this out the way I want to. And you can't just roll out and say, he'll do it. He has to work with you. He works with every decision you make. You make a decision, it's going to cost him and you. So if you make the wrong decision, because we've been in the wilderness, see, I said there's a shifting of the order. He's training us already. I knew it. He was telling me. He goes, I'm not holding you back anymore. The crown is on an appointed time, but you're already moving. He started doing it in this house and my personal house. He goes, I want you to move forward. And I'm like, but God, I have this other thing. He goes, yes, that's what I'm trying to teach you right now. He goes, you cannot let go of my words to serve what's flowing. That's your price. He said, when a man begins to build, the Lord said, let him count the cost. Your cost in this order. See, under the anointing of the gift realm, you can let go and your gift will flow. In the anointing of the glory realm, you don't get to let go. Because if you let go, it breaches the harmony. The enemy removes the harmony. Guess what? When your harmony gets breached, when your union gets breached, guess what? The job itself will come out of harmony. You'll come out of harmony. Your body will come out of harmony. Your spirit will come out of harmony. Your soul will come out of harmony. Your relationships will come out of harmony. Your house will come out of harmony. And here's the catch 22. Now you're in fix-it mode because you got 5 disharmonies around you now. All because God opened the gate. Not the devil, God opened it. And he says, you got five fires. And so here's the catch 22. You wake up to a fire. How many of you ever wake up to a fire? You're waking up to a fire that rolls a whole day out. I don't ever used to do that before. I had three of them in 1 week. Woke up to a fire that rolled a day out. A mist. I'm like, God, I didn't do this. Now everything's calm again because he put, that's why I said in 5 minutes time, he put some oil over me, just restored everything. I'm like, thank you, Lord. In 5 minutes worth of honey that came out of him, he restored my whole place. I'm like, oh, I got it all back. I can feel it. I'm back in gear and everything's set again. He quenched every fire. He goes, I do this because I sent you on that assignment by grace, knowing you would make those mistakes. Listen, it's a government of peace, but it's a government of increase, and it's coming. It's a house. In Haggai, he mentioned the house that was going to be restored 8 times. 26 times in the book of Zechariah, the one we always in, he mentioned the house that's coming out. He's bringing a house out, and when he brings it out, it has an order to it. But will he be with you? Yes. But we have to be like Solomon and realize he positioned me to realize I can't do this. You got to get humble, not just act like you're humble. It's a true humility that's produced by your circumstances to realize you're very inferior to what you need, but it calls me to demand something from him and say, Lord, I need a mantle of governmental harmony, a mantle of governmental wisdom, a mantle to be able to walk with you in the increase of your government. And now I'm pressing him for this mantle every day. I need a mantle to do this. Because I can't afford for you to open a door and for me to go through the door and be completely worn out because of a little bitty assignment. He goes, if your house whooped you, what about my house? Because we're about to build a new house here. He says, which part do I have to shut the door and stop the flow because you can't stay with me? See, it's an order. See, when Moses came off the mountain, he said, see that you build according to the pattern shown with me on the mount. His was a pattern of law. They were required to do it. David was a different pattern. He was a kingly element. He got a pattern to build, and he told Solomon, see that you build according to this pattern. Solomon received everything from David. David received it from the mountain of God. That whole Solomon thing came out of David. But then Solomon had to build. Something moved God that night when he said, I don't know how to come in or go out. If we don't learn how to come in and go out, if we don't understand the order that he's building, he won't be able to bring what he wants to bring through it. If it's going to cost you your position, it'll be just a matter of time that the enemy will start breaching everything. Because if your position of union is lost, everything gets lost. Everything gets affected. Your body will get affected. Your mind, your relationships, your marriage, your children, your home, your business. Everything will move in disharmony. And the catch 22 is this. Now you got to start putting fires out. You wake up to a fire and you spend all day putting the fire out. Guess what? It'll just cause another one to burn. Because what happened is a door got open. And it's like, we're not doing anything to warrant this. But neither was David when he was running around in the wilderness. But that spirit on Saul knew he was anointed king. He knew, the devil knew, when David took Goliath down, there was no stopping that kind of anointing. And he went after him, even when he had nothing. Just because the enemy, sometimes you have nothing. You can't, why am I going through all this stuff? Because you're in training. Because you have already been anointed. Because there's something resting on you. There's something resting on your house. And the devil knows it, and he marks you. But God's marked you too. The Lord said, I don't want to grant you an assignment only to have to stop the river. The Lord said, I have to stand in the river and stop it just to get you caught back up. Because I need you to learn how to move with me in the realm of governmental order. Say governmental order. And he goes, it's the increase of the government with the peace and the harmony that comes with it. That means more than just fellowship and union. That's first. Usually that's the first to go. The first to go is your relationship. And then what happens? Your whole spirit gets preoccupied with something else. And it starts preoccupied and it starts steering you in directions you're not even called to be steered in. Do that for a whole season. Everything will come out of alignment. You won't even know it did. Amen? But also it's a harmony. He goes, Solomon didn't just call hire the best Christians in the land. He actually went to King Hiram that didn't know the Lord, but made a league with him because he was the best at what he did. And he was anointed by God for the timber. And Solomon said, float it down the river. And he gave King Hiram a huge bounty for doing it. Solomon had a workforce. You ready for this? 153,000 people worked for him. 3,300 overseers. Now, how's that for someone who didn't know how to go in or go out? There's a mantle for this, but it's who he's working with. When he got ready to do the golden candlestick, he hired the very best to do it under governmental harmony. It's not the cheapest that's going to get the job done. It's the best. And you're going to have to get rid of poverty, cheap mentality when it comes time to do things right. Here's the problem. The Lord was explaining it. He goes, in the wilderness, you had to be doing things. You don't get to go spend like a king when you're in the wilderness. How many know what I'm talking about? You have to, you know, but in the next realm, you have to be able to step up. To step up into another level, to be able to, well, I don't pay for that amount. Because I love these deals, you know, I love getting deals. And it's cool when it all works out. But when it don't work out, guess who gets to bear the burden of it? Yours truly. And sometimes it don't work out. The Lord said, it's not that. He goes, you're going to have to discern who you work with in the future. Because now you're bringing a church or a spiritual operation into a gate of commerce. And you're making a league with those in the gate of commerce. Now, if it's not ordained of me, their issue becomes your issue. That's like bringing somebody up in your house without God telling you to do that. When you let someone from the outside come up into your house without God telling you, if they got lots of issues, your house will immediately start having issues. How many of you have ever done that before? Know what I'm talking about? Let somebody in your house. There's a difference from ministering to somebody and inviting them right up into your house. Because when they're staying there, guess what? Now, sometimes God will have you do that. But see, when you bring stuff up, but the Lord said, now you're coming out of my house and entering into the gates of commerce, activity, construction, movement, increase, building, which is required. Now you're going to start doing business with people that if they're not ordained, they can cause a disharmony and a disruption to who you are. And guess what? You'll go to bed with it. You'll wake up with it. It'll be on you all day. Instead of God being on you, they'll be on you. In you. How many of you ever let someone inside you? How many of you ever let someone's dysfunction up inside you? When you start wearing it, you'll wake up with it. You'll go to bed with it. It'll be on your mouth. Suddenly, you shift from joy to frustration. And God said, this can't be in my house. You're going to have to learn to pray a little more before you jump. It's not those that just jump. Chuck's really good at taking his time. He's the tortoise in our bunch. I am the rabbit. He's got the John thing and I got the Peter thing. It's a really good connection when we get it together, praise God. Because I like to jump. That thing in me likes to jump. It's good sometimes because you got to have that race force to break out of the gate. But then you got to tame that thing when it comes time, certain things, because if you jump too fast and you don't line out, count the cost, find out that God's in this, then what happens is you'll be running in a lot of things you weren't called to run in, and it's going to take all your strength from you. And then it's going to take weeks if you can break out of the catch 22 and stop trying to serve all the fires, because you can't put them out. But somebody I know can. He can put them all out in a moment's time. And because we have found how to go up in that mountain by faith, I could just walk with all that stuff on me. I went straight up into the mountain. And he quenched the whole thing in 5 minutes' time. I haven't had a quenching like that in a long time. I'm like, whoo! But he got me. He just reset me. He doesn't do that very often. Most of them, I got to pay a long price for it. How you know? Because I've got the it thing on me. I know. I have it on me. I've got the alignment thing on me. See, I know when I'm right. And I know when I'm wrong. And you know when I'm wrong. I can't hide it. So whatever. Praise God. I'm not one of those guys trying to hide all that stuff, trying to be somebody I'm not. You know why people relate to Joyce Meyer so much? Because she tells her stories. Some people don't want to tell their story. They want to be something that they're not. Why is that? I mean, look, we got to learn. We all have the same stuff. We got to learn to walk with God. But listen, there's increase coming. And it's a good thing because you can get stuff done with increase. But God is not going to allow you to be spent. You have to come out greater than you went in. Not less. Greater wisdom, greater peace, greater glory, greater grace. It's the government of harmony. He said, this house has a government with it. It has a harmony with it. And to do so, what do? But when you find yourself out of alignment, out of shape, out of kelter, your body can get out of kelter like that. The funny thing about my walk with God, when I'm in there with God, my body will come in alignment. Boy, when I'm out, I start wearing stuff. I start having drowsiness. I mean, I lose my strength. It's amazing. I had no idea how much his life fuels all day long. When I'm in there, he gives me a life that fuels me. When it's not there, whoo! Man, I want to take nap after nap. I was like, I live by his life. My body responds. My soul responds. I'm a much better person when I'm with God. It's amazing how much God can carry on his shoulders. There's nobody like the Lord. He can carry every weight. He is designed to carry it all for you. He carries the glory and invites you to walk with him in it. But now it's a new day, and he says, I'm giving you some more exercises. They're coming up. Get ready. And then tell you, he says, use some exercise too. The first thing we have to do is seal the breach. The first thing God did is he sealed the breach. He quenched every fire, sealed the breach. As soon as you have that, everything's done. You just know it. He can quench it all. See, the catch-22 is you go try to fix all that stuff that's in disharmony. You can't. If you don't fix the one thing that's causing it, you're going to have to not wake up with your cell phone. You're going to have to not go to bed with your problem. You're going to have to go into the mountain of God because that's fix number one. If you don't fix the union factor, you're not going to get anything else in alignment. Not in this realm. I told you to the leader's message. This realm of glory requires the walking with God where he is. And staying with him where he is. Amen? It's nothing better to do. But once that's fixed, he causes everything else to start lining up. How many are you talking about? When you know when things are in alignment, you can feel the alignment. You know things are in alignment. It doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It's just you have an anointing to handle the problems. And he causes things to go smooth. I knew that God hooked me up with this roofer. I mean, he said, that's the guy to do the roof. And I didn't know him, but God told me. And he came in there in 2 days. Man, those guys, bam, 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 bam. And it was the easiest thing ever. Now, when you start dealing in the realm of increase, increase is going to cause increase. Oh, that was heavy. But increase is given for a reason to expand. He'll expand you. He's going to expand his house. He's going to move you out of the comfort zone of being in the same place all your life. And suddenly the increase will cause you to have to move into arenas you may have not been in a while. Increase, you're going to start dealing with new people. And in those new people, you invite someone that's not completely ordained of God, or you get out of alignment in the process, boom, this harmony comes. You get offset. The mountain has to stop. Not because of God's design, because of us. We're not ready. You see? You see what I'm talking about? You have to decide whether you want to walk with it in peace our walk with it frustrated all your day. Hey, there's people who does business and they wake up frustrated. They go to bed frustrated, anger. God's house is going to roll out a government of peace. Because, see, assignment number two is coming here real soon. So pray for me. I at least need to make a B on that one. Because assignment 3, 4, and 5, it's number 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10. They start getting bigger and bigger as you graduate. If we get an F, God said, back to school. But if you get a B, okay, do better next time. If you come out with an A, you're rolling with me. Now you know how this works. Let's get on with it. You see how that works? We're going to either stop the flow or work in the flow. For the increase of his government and peace, there is no end. It starts, because I can talk to you about that all day. Anyway, all I'm looking to do, I'm setting high, I want A. If I get a B on the next assignment, I'm doing better. Hey, you get an A too, praise God. It's not as easy as it sounds. Because especially with A-type people, we like to put our hands to something. That's number one rule, take your hands off of it. Let someone else do it, but make sure they do it the way you want it. That's another thing. They got to be anointed for that. You see that? Because all of this is about the increase that's coming, the way the house will, it's going to, spiritual house, but it's also got to roll out into this realm. Amen? It's time. There's a movement coming, a shifting coming, but God's watching everything we do because he doesn't want to lose what we got. I can't tell you how many people lose. They start in the spirit. They perfect in the flesh. It's such a design of the enemy. The way that works is they let go of what caused them to birth. And you know, when you start perfecting the flesh, you lose the next level and the next level that God had. If we sell out to level one, we don't get level 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm not doing that. He's not going to let me, number one. But I'm so thankful at the time for the training he's given us. Because it takes you back to being centered. Because when I'm with him, I know I'm with him. The point is, you got to learn to do this. You don't get to run away anymore. You don't get to do nothing anymore. Time to set in motion now. We're set in motion. You got to carry the spiritual dynamics, the natural dynamics, the soulish dynamics. You got to, the relational dynamics, and it all has to be in harmony. I'm like, that's a lot. He goes, then good. Get positioned like Solomon did every day. I can't do this. Because, see, your interdependence upon him will release something on you. Because when I got caught up in that realm this morning, and I got into that interdependence with him, and I got really humbled to know I can't do this. I might can do it, but it sure took its toll on me. I need to do it your way. Man, he released something this morning. It just quenched everything. And we had a storm. You see how the house is going to take more than just anointing. It's going to take wisdom. Lots and lots of wisdom and discernment. Because God is going to start tapping some of you people in here. And he's going to start bringing something out of you you're not ready for. And it's going to be born in the spirit. It's going to birth in the spirit. You can't go perfecting it in the natural when that happens. You got to stay with him. We'll help you do that because that is compass number one around here is union, right? Now it's the government of harmony and peace that goes alongside the increase of the government. Amen? It's not getting the job done. It's how it's getting done. It's who you become in the midst of it. What happens to you in the midst of it? Who are you in the middle of it? Who are you in the end? Are you a worn out puppy? Are you ready for the next one? Because you graduated. One thing I saw with Joel Osteen that when he took over his father's house and did what he did, no matter what people think about him, he took that ministry to a global order and a media order. And a new house order that his father never was able to take it to. And that increase was coming so extreme. I remember, because I was born again at that church. And I remember talking to Renee, which is Pastor Osteen's private secretary. And they were still in the old building. She said, this place is about to double. And it's going to double again. And it's going to double again after that. All in the next 6 to 9 months. And I'm like, okay. And it did. But I didn't realize until now what it takes to walk in that kind of increase. It seems like easy. Well, God will just do it. God just, he works with you. You have to be able to stay with him while he's doing all that. And Joel did that. And that's a huge testament to God. He kept his spirit. He kept his heart. He, in all the transformation and all that, he kept the compassion. The guy cries. In a moment's time, the tenderness of heart. All of that in dealing with multiple hundreds and hundreds of decisions coming out of him in a given day that he was responsible for making. But he kept that. We just see what he did. But I'm talking about the person, the leader himself. God was able to multiply him and keep multiplying him because he got A plus every time. When the Lord said, you could learn a few things from him. He goes, you may have a deeper message. And you're way more accountable to the glory realm. But he did it. He was able to grow and keep his spirit and his composure. And keep his humility and keep who he was with God. A house that's built on a gift doesn't have near the accountability. A house that's built in the glory realm has to stay in the glory realm. So do we not go after it? Or do we go after it in wisdom? And we go after it according to the way God sets a pattern. And we go after it God's way.